This is the Decoded Datebook for July 17th. On this date, in 1946, alumni of the University of North Dakota's secret society called Iron Mask held a reunion. The entry in Iron Mask's internal records reads, "First post-war reunion of the Iron Mask was held on this date in hope that it will mark the first of a long succession of similar reunions." The four signatories were Glenn G. Geiger, John C. West, Edward K. Lander, and John L. Hultang. Glenn G. Geiger went on to found the Glenn G. Geiger Company, a family business that manages executive compensation. John C. West was the president of the University of North Dakota, inducted into Iron Mask on June 6, 1935. He provided mentorship to the organization. Edward K. Lander would serve on the Grand Forks School Board and as a delegate to North Dakota's Constitutional Convention of 1971 and 1972. John L. Hultang went on to become a celebrated professor of journalism at the University of Oregon, who wrote a classic textbook on journalistic ethics. But Iron Mask was controversial. The 1937 Dakota Yearbook said its members would band together for secret activities to coordinate the student body and the administration to the advantage of both. Yet, in 1968, members of Iron Mask wrote, "At no time has the organization served as an arm of the administration. It is not a Gestapo or spy agency for the university or any other groups or organization." This Iron Mask reunion would not be the last. At another reunion dated October 14, 1961, legendary alumnus Chester Fritz was initiated into Iron Mask. Although Iron Mask normally inducted upperclassmen, not alumni, Chester Fritz was an exception. He was an illustrious philanthropist whose name is on UND's main library and a major auditorium. On February 23, 1968, the Dakota Student reported, "Donald Pierce, Chester Fritz's head librarian, found this wooden Iron Mask earlier this week." On its back reads the inscription, "Chester Fritz, 1961. The mask was discovered in a collection of Far Eastern masks. The whereabouts of the mask are presently unknown. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota.